Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
And for being here this morning, and we give honor to the angel of this house, Pastor Lucas, Sherry Lucas. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, one that I learned to love, and one is, and what I admire her is that she's real strong and firm when it comes to education. Amen. And not only does she speak it, but you see it when she speaks, and she shows it in her life. And so I admire her for that very much. And give an honor to all the deacons of this church and to all the members of this church, and not only to this church, but Faith United Church. And give an honor to my sister. Amen. Now, Pastor Lucas, you're talking about doctor's degree. You're talking about she got every degree in the book. Amen. She did it late. Amen. Every degree you can think of, she has it. Amen. Dr. Jones, amen. We give honor to her and to the minister of this pulpit. Thank you, New Man of Faith, for supporting me. And I love to hear them sing because they can sing. Amen. And they know what they're singing about. Now, this is Men's Day. And I won't be before you very long because, thank you, Sister Mother Hines. Amen, amen. Mother Hines, she's a great woman of God, and we keep in touch with one another, and she the one that got in contact with me and asked me would I bring this Men's Day message. And of course, I agree, because when Mother Hines speaks, I say yes. That's Mother Hines. Amen. Can't deny her. Amen. A woman of God. I have a loving spirit, and I just love the spirit she carries. She has. Amen. Reverend Brother Isaac did a great job in this Men's Day. And this Men's Day address. So now, since he done a great job, and it was well received, and so it makes my job easy and less to do. I mean, he has so many great points about a man, and so with that being said, I won't be for you long because he did a wonderful job. Brother Marshall, amen. Amen. Good friend of mine. We grew up together. Amen. Good friend of mine. And amen. He is a minister, right? Yes. Minister Marshall, amen. He's pastoring, amen. And amen. Good friend of mine. Amen. Glad to help all those that are coming to me here at White Oak. I want to talk today, since this is Men's Day, I want to talk to all the men's because, and I pray that the men's will get this message, because God is dependent on us. The Lord is dependent on us men. So Men, it's very important that you get this message. It's very important that we get it. And not only you, but me as well, because God spoke to me first. And as he preached to me, then he said, now go and preach to the men of White Oak. And so, men, it's very important that we get this message on today because he's counting on us. The Bible says that God made man first from the dust of the earth. So since man is first, and so we are the first one too, we should stand first and come first, not in the background. With that being said, I want to do something that people don't normally do, and that is, I want this to rest in your spirit. We're going to be doing a lot of reading today, and because when I preach or teach, I always like for the Word of God to back me up. I don't like to preach nor teach and not having the Word of God to confirm what I'm saying. And so it's going to be some reading today, and Minister Charlene Moses will be doing the reading for me. I want to talk today to the men. First, I want to ask a question. I have a question to ask, and then I have a subject. And then I have four principles that we're going to talk from. First, we're going to talk from the question. And then secondly, we're going to talk from the subject. And then the four principles. The question is, where are the men? And that's the question we're going to talk from. Where is the men? Or where are the men? We want to put it. Where are the men? Subject is the kind of men God is looking for is kingdom men. Yes. The kind of men that God is looking for is kingdom men. And then from the four principles, principle number one, the love for God, principle number two, can God have confidence in you, talking to the men's? Principle number three, in it for the long haul. And principle number four, faith in God. Now all of this we're gonna draft it from the Bible, and we're gonna show you in scripture what God is telling the men today. Because God is counting on the men today. Is that all right? So our first reading will be coming from, Ezekiel. And then our next scriptures will be in Job. We have 6 scriptures that are coming from Job, both men's. Ezekiel and Job, since this is Men's Day, we're going to see what the men is telling us from their Bibles. Is that all right? Give me a few minutes. Don't go to sleep on me, and I guarantee you, we'll be out of here shortly. Now, I often tell the people at Faith United that if you give me some amens and I see your eyes open, we'll be out of here shortly. But now, if I see you, we may be a little longer. Is that all right? Stay sharp. Keep your eyes open, because it's important to the men's. Chapter 22, verses 24 through 31. Can you read loud enough for them to hear you? Can you read loud? You might. I want the men to hear this now.
And the word of the Lord came unto me.
Can y'all hear her well? Okay.
Son of man, say unto her, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion raving the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated many laws and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they shewed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profane among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves raving the prey. She shed blood and to destroy souls and to dishonest gain. And her prophets have dabbed them with untempered water, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thou saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them, and should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none.
I want you to stop right there, and let us focus on. Verse 30. Now this is a time when the land of Judah was so corrupted that the leaders, and not only the leaders but the men of that city, was so corrupted. And they were calling good. They were calling bad good and evil good and wrong right, and they were misusing the people, and they were taking advantage of the people, and even using God's name for their gain. And they were saying, thus said the Lord, and God haven't said a word. And they were just, there's so much corruption in the land. But yet still God loved his people. And because God loved his people now we know that we serve a just God, and whenever you do wrong or whenever you sin, then there's a penalty for it. And because of so much corruption, and because God is a righteous God, he had no other choice but to chastise and destroy the people, because he is a just God. But because he's such a loving, kind God, it hurt him to his heart. It hurt him to his heart to do what he had to do. Because he loves his people. But at the same time, now he's a just God. And by being a just God, he got to do what he has to do. And so he sought for a man, the Bible says. In other words, he didn't look for a woman. He didn't look for a girl. He didn't look for a child. But the Bible said he sought for a man that will stand in the gap. In other words, like this. If God could find one man that would intercede for the city of Judah, then he wouldn't have destroyed the land. If God could have found one man, I don't want to get excited. I'm getting excited here now. But if God could have found one man that would call wrong wrong and right right, he wouldn't have destroyed the land. If God could have found one man that wouldn't take the advantage of the poor, he wouldn't have destroyed the city. If God could have found one man that would stand up and do the right thing, God wouldn't have destroyed the city. So now this brings me to my question. Where is the man? Now, and when I read that real carefully, Pastor Lucas, it wasn't that God couldn't find a man, because all over the United States this morning, there's churches that are having service. You got big churches, you got the mega churches, you got the small churches, and you also have the medium churches. And I don't care how big or how small, you're always going to find at least one or two men in those churches. So it's not that God couldn't find a man, because a man are always around somewhere. So now, this brings me to my subject. Since God couldn't find him, since God saw for man, and he couldn't find a man, but yet still men was all around. So now, this brings me to my subject, the kind of man God is looking for. He's looking for a kingdom man. Now, when we think of this, see, God just don't want any kind of man. We have many, many men coming to church today, and they sit on the pulpit, they sit in the audience, and we're not short of men, because even though the women's outnumber the men's 10-1, I don't care where you go, the women's always outnumber the men 10-1. Same way in Faith United. Now, if you were look around today, and if you count up the women's, and count out the men's, they were always outnumbered 10-1. So, where the men's at? When God called us first, remember in the story, he said, I sought for a man. So the question is, where are the men? Look around in the service today. Just look around. Where are the men's? Where are the men's? And then the subject is the kind of men God is looking for. It's for kingdom men's. Now, in order for us to get a good description of a kingdom man, we must go back and talk with another man. This is men's day, so we're going to talk just with men's. We're going to call Brother Jovan, and he's going to describe for us, he's going to tell us, just what is a kingdom man? Because a lot of us don't have that description of a kingdom man. And this is what God is calling for. He's not just calling for a man, because he can find a man anywhere. But he's calling for a kingdom man. And since he's calling for a kingdom man,
We want to know what is, what kind, what the denture, what character does a kingdom man have? And I'm glad you asked that question today. What kind of character does a kingdom man have? And we're going to call Brother Job, and Job going to tell us what kind of character does a kingdom man have. And so now we talked about the question, where are the men? We talked about the subject. Now we're going to talk about the four principles. And these four principles make up a kingdom man. Number one is the love for God. Number two, can God have confidence in you? In it for the long haul. Faith in God. And these are the four principles that God is looking for in a kingdom man. Principle number one, love for God. And we'll find that in Job 1 and 1. Read that, Sister Moses. Just verse one.
And he eschewed evil.
The Bible said that there was a man in the land of Oz called Job. And this man was an upright man, a man that shunned evil. Now, This don't mean that Job was a perfect man, and this don't mean that Job was sinless. But what it does mean that Job was a man that loved God. Job was a man that shunned evil. And Job was a man that was blameless. Not only that, but Job was a man of upright, a man who feared God and turned away from evil, had a deep respect for the Lord. Job was loyalty. Job was devoted. Job was honest. Job had virtue. Job had integrity. A man who loved God and determined to shun evil. This was the type of man that Job was. And now if you love God, if you love God, you can do all within your heart to stay away from evil. You're gonna be loyal to God. You're gonna walk up right before God if you love the Lord. And this was the type of man that Job was. He loved God. And you can tell a person whether they love God or not because when things are going well in their life, it don't take much to serve God. I mean, when things are going well and everything is all right, then you can no problem in coming to church and doing. But just let things go wrong and have a little adversity in your life, then you can tell whether a person loves God or not. You know. I can as long as I got a dime in my pocket, no trouble serving God, and I can go eat dinner whenever I want to, and no problem. But as long as as soon as the blessings to come, as soon as a little trouble come, you can tell whether a person loves God or not. Had the new man to face the trouble in my way, had to cry sometime. Amen. Then you find out where the love of God is. Principle number two, can God have confidence in you? You'll find that in Job 1, 6 verse through the 8 verse, reads Sister Moses.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came
Second chapter of Job, 7 through 13. All of that reading for this point, can God have confidence in you? The Bible says that the devil going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. And notice this, and God himself. It was God himself directed Satan to Job. Right.
Yes.
Now, the devil didn't go direct to Job, but it was God himself. So now, if God directed the devil to Job, then God must have had some confidence in Job. So my question to the men today, can God have confidence in you to do the right thing? Even if your wife don't go, can God have confidence in you for you to go? Even if your friends don't go, good Lord, can God have confidence in you? His wife, one he had been with for years and years, came up to Job and said, "Job, curse God and die." But Job, God had enough confidence in Job to know that Job will not curse him and die. He said, "Woman, you talk like a foolish woman. You talk foolish." Now, men, ask yourself the question. Because the Bible said God sought for a man and couldn't find one. And God is still looking for men today. Where are the men? He is still looking for men today. And not just any man, but he's looking for a kingdom man. And a kingdom man will go if he had to go by himself. If wife don't go, a kingdom man will go. If friends don't go, a kingdom man will go. And that's the kind of man that God is looking for today. Can he find one? Can he find one in White Oak? Can he find one in Faith United? Even when wife throw that little sugar on you. So, honey, will you stay home today? And you know you have an obligation. But will you go or will you stay? That's the kind of man that God is looking for. And too many men, God can't find confidence in a lot of men today. Can God find confidence in you? Can God find confidence in, this is the question to the men today. Can God find confidence? It's like this. And then I'm going to have it closed. It's like this. Take me and my wife. We've been married for 40, the 22nd this month was how many years? 47 years. And my wife can go from here to the end of the world. And because I love my wife, and because my wife loves me, she don't have to worry about a thing. Because she knows that she can have some confidence in Bishop Moses. That Bishop Moses is going to do the right thing. And I have confidence in Sister Moses that Sister Moses is going to do the right thing. So she can go anywhere she want to go. Any man can approach her. Any woman can approach me, but we're going to do the right thing. We have confidence in one another. Now, men, can God have that much confidence in you that you're going to do the right thing? Can God is looking for that confidence in men today. This is the kind of confidence that God is looking for. That you can go wherever, when God said go, you go. If he said go to the right, you won't go to the left. If he said go to the left, you won't go to the right. Too many men that God is saying go to the left, and they are going to the right. Too many men God is saying, that's said the Lord, and they're saying something else. Can God have confidence in you today, men, to do obey God and do what he say do? This is the kind of men that God is looking for, a kingdom man. And God is saying the same thing today. God is saying he's looking for a kingdom man. Can he find one? Can he find one in the midst of us today? He said he's looking. Can he find a kingdom man in this church today? One that loves God. And not only love God, but one that God can have confidence in. Amen. Because if you love God, then God can have some confidence in you. And this is why he had confidence in Job, because Job loved God. He loved God. And this is why God directed the devil right straight to God, right straight to Job. Because he knows Job loved him. Job shunned evil. When evil came his way, Job don't have nothing to do with it. Even his wife. Good Lord. He loved God just as much. So, men today, how much do you love God? And can God have confidence in you? Now, principle number three, in it for the long haul. In it for the long haul. Job 14 chapter and 14 to 15 verse.
If a man dies, shall he live again?
Mm-hmm.
All days of my appointed time.
How long?
All the days of my appointed time.
One more time.
All the days
I will do what?
I will wait.
I will do what?
Wait.
I will do what?
Wait.
Until what?
I will wait till my change comes.
Uh huh.
Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands.
In it for the long haul. Job said, not only did Job love God, and not only did God can find some confidence in Job, but now Job said, I'm in this for the long haul. Not just for what I can get out of it. Not just to every Sunday morning, not just to come and stand on the pulpit and preach. Yeah. But I'm in it for the long haul. All the days of my life, I'm in this. Not just on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just on Tuesday or Wednesday when you have your Bible study. But he said, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in it on a Monday morning. On a Tuesday, I'm in it. On a Wednesday, I'm in it. On a Thursday, I'm in it for the long haul. In other words, I'm in this to stay. I'm in this to all the days. I'm in it till God come. Now, a lot of us, a lot of men, like our folks said, as long as you got some dollars in your pocket, you fine. But now, when your money get low, you can't find a man. And when adversity come their way, where are the men? When a little trouble come your way, you can't find them. You can't find them. As long as they in spotlight, no trouble. As long as they in the spotlight, Pastor Lucas, no trouble. As long as they had to read the scripture, no trouble. As long as they had the bazaar, no trouble. As long as they had to sing, no trouble. Because they all want to be seen. But what if you had to say that in the background? Where are the men that did? What if you had to say in the background? How long will you be in it? How long will you be in it? So a kingdom man, and God's looking for a kingdom man. God said, I want a man that will go with me all the way. He's looking for that kind of man. Can he find one in here today that will go with him all the way? All the way. A kingdom man. Not just part of the way. All the way. God is looking for a man that's in it for the long haul. I'm in it to my last breath. I'm in it to my last breath. No matter what come my way, no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm up against, no matter what people say, I'm in this for the, talk about me all you please. I'm in it for the long haul. Put dirt in my face, I'm in it for the long haul. Scandalize my name, I'm in it for the long haul because God has been too good for me to turn it back on me. How long? If I were asked the question today to the men, how long are you in it? How far will you go? These are the type of men that God looked for in the Bible. He stole for a man that would go all the way with me. He said, I found none, not even one man. And he's looking for that same man today. Man that will go with me all the way. Isn't that something that God look amongst all these men?
Yes.
Isn't that something that was amongst all the men that was in the city? Amongst all the men, he looked. He said, all I want is a kingdom man. All I want is a man that loves me. All I want is a man that I can have confidence in. All I want is a man that is in it for the long haul. He said, I look. And you know, and you know God can see everything. He said, I look. And found them. Is that something? Men, and this is why the church like it is today. I'm talking about the men's now. This is why the women's outnumber the men's 10-1. If you want a good strong church, when God called men first, but if you want a good strong, get you some women's in it. Now, Bishop Moses, you ought to be ashamed of yourself saying that. But not. The Bible backs me up. The Bible said, I sought a man. Not a woman, but I sought a man. And I found not one. That's the Bible. That's the scripture. It's not coming from Moses. That's scripture. I sought a who? Maybe I'm hearing things. I saw the who? Amen. They were probably somewhere in the bed like the other day. Amen. Somewhere asleep or doing something that shouldn't be doing. I couldn't find one. I wanted a man. A man that would stand up and intercede for the city. A man that would stand up and fight for the poor. Yeah. A man ever stand up and won't lie on God. Yeah. Saying, thus said the Lord, but the Lord didn't say nothing. Yeah. Are y'all following me?
Yeah.
I couldn't find one.
I couldn't find one.
And this is why I pray so hard for God to send men to face me. I pray so hard for men. I pray so hard for men that God will send some men in the church. Principle number 4, faith in God. Faith in God, and that'll be coming from Job 23, third verse, then go down to the 8 through the 12th verse. Job 23.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him.
Uh-huh.
That I might come even to his seat.
Oh, that I might find him. In other words, God would, Job loved God so much until it seemed like in all of Job's suffering, the Lord wasn't nowhere around. And Job sought for the Lord. Read that again.
Oh, that I may found him.
Not just anybody, but all that I may found God. How many men in the church are seeking God today? How many men are seeking God today? We'll come to church, and we'll pray our prayer, read our scripture. Now, but after that, you can kiss a goodbye for the men until next week. But how many men are seeking God, the face of God? Read this. Go down to that 8th verse.
Behold,
I go forward.
But he's not there.
Wait. I go forward. But he's not there. Not. Because I'm going forward, he's not there. I'm not going to turn back. Now, a lot of us, when we are seeking something and can't find it, we are so easy to give up. You don't have no patience. Don't have no longevity. If we don't find it when we want it, we won't seek no more. All right, listen to me. Read, Sister Moses.
And backwards.
And backwards. In other words, I look forward and I look back. I didn't go all the way back, but I look back. Because I'm seeking the Lord. Some of us go all the way back. It's one thing to look back for the Lord because he's not forward, but don't go all the way back. Read, Sister Moses.
But I cannot precede
him.
On the left hand.
I look on the left hand. I look forward. I look backward. Now I look on my left hand. I'm determined to find God. Wherever he is, I'm determined to find him. So I go forward. I go backward.
Yes.
I go to my left. Read, Sister Moses.
Where he does work.
Uh-huh.
But I cannot behold him.
Cannot behold him. Uh-huh.
On the right hand.
I look from my right hand. Wait a minute now. I went forward.
Uh-huh.
I went backwards.
Uh-huh.
I went to my left.
Still
haven't found him. But wait a minute now. Job is determined to find God. He's not going to give up. He's not going to give up. How many of us go forward? Go backwards, look back, go to our right and go to our left. How many of us that men have that determination? Talking about a kingdom man. And this is the kind of man God wanted. This is the kind of man God was looking for. I want a man that if I don't come right on time, he won't give up on me. We are so easy to give up. If God don't come when we want him to come, we'll give up. But God said, I want a man that will stay in there for the long haul. And if you're in for the long haul, you're gonna look for me. You're going to look for me. Read, Sister Moses.
He know
that I'm looking for him. He know that I desire of him. He know that I desire to be with him. He know that I desire to have a relationship with him. So God knows when it, Lord have mercy. Good Lord, good Lord. Good Lord have mercy. And when he knows your determination. When he knows your determination. See, you got to have, men, we got to have a determination. Our determination ain't a bit more longer than nothing. Talk to, this is men's day, right? Talk to the men's because God can find a man. We have got to have a determination. And when we have that determination, God knows it. Read, Sister Moses.
When he had tried me.
When he, oh my God. Wait. This is what's killing us men. The women can handle it. But this is what's killing us men. When God start trying us men. Are you listening to me? Men, are you listening? When God start trying us men. Now the women, they're hanging there a little longer. They're hanging there. But you let God start trying a man. Amen. And when he's the head of the house, you let God let that man lose his job, and he know he got a family to support.
That's right.
Rather than having faith in God, he'll fall all to pieces. Are you following me?
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
We're talking about trying now. Are you following me? When you let that man know when certain things are due, and he head of the house. And rather than being a God kingdom man, stand up and be the man that he is and have faith in God, knowing that God going to fix it. Knowing that he, matter of fact, he already fixed it. All we got to do is have some faith, men. We will fall all to pieces. Deacon, why God can't find a God kingdom man today? with these principles. Right. Reese is Moses.
Mm-hmm. And when he had tried
me. And when he had tried me.
I shall come forth as gold.
In other words, when he had tried me, I'm going to pass the test. When he take me through the fire, I'm going to pass the test. When he take me through the rain, I'm going to pass the test. When he take me through the mud, I'm going to pass it. However he take me, I'm going to pass the test. I'm going to come out as pure gold. Not a crybaby. Now, y'all laugh at that. Y'all laugh at that. But most of us cry. Men, most of us cry. We don't have the faith that God is looking for. So we cry. Let me have it close this. Read.
And my foot
has held his steps. Wait, in other words, when God told me to go to the right,
that's right.
I went to the right.
Yes.
When God told me to go to the left, I went to the left. Mm-hmm. When he said back up, I backed up. When he said go forward, mm-hmm. I went forward. And when he said, thus said the Lord, I said what? Thus said the Lord, not what Moses said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Read, Sister Moses.
His way have I kept.
His way. Wait, I didn't hear that right.
His way have I kept.
Did I hear that right? Wait, did I hear that right?
His way.
His who?
His way.
His way.
His way.
His way.
I'm not. Wait, I'm still not hearing that right.
God's way.
Say that again.
God's way.
I'm not hearing that right.
God's way.
Now, I'm hearing it right, but I'm doing it for a reason.
God's way.
Because men, if we can't have our way, Yeah. I tell you, he gives to me first. And now I'm delivering to y'all. This is men's day. I'm going to talk to the men. That's the men's. If we can't have our way, I mean, it got to be our way or no way. Hey, listen to me. In a home, we got to be right. I mean, if it's snowing outside, and my wife look out the window and say, it's snowing outside, no, it's raining. We got to have our way if it kill us.
That's right.
But God, well, read again.
His way.
His way. We got to do what God say do.
Amen.
And not have it our way. But the men, us men, we want it our way. We want to do what we want to do. We want to go when we want to go. We want to stay long we want to stay. Amen. If God's to preach this, no, I want to preach this. Are you following me? Read, Sister Moses.
Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his
lips. Neither have I disobeyed his commandment. If he said love, I love. Whatever he say, do. And this is the kind of man that God is looking for today.
Amen.
This is the kind of man that God is looking for today. Read, Sister Moses.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth
mm-hmm.
more than my necessary food.
Wait a minute now. I know I didn't hear that right.
I have esteemed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have lifted up the words of his mouth
mm-hmm.
more than my necessary food.
Now. Why do y'all know me real well? Y'all know I love to eat. Faith United, they know me real well. They know I love to eat. But listen to what Joe said. Listen to what Joe said. As good as I love to eat, and as important eating is, but it's God's way. It's God's word. Amen. 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 It's God's word. Now, how much? Now, would you rather eat of God's word and natural food? It's like this. I'm gonna close. It's like this. A certain time of the day, we good when service first start. During the devotion time, we're fresh. We rested up. We're ready to go. But now let it get about middle way preaching time. And Sister Pastor Lucas, when it get a little over 12 o'clock. Around 12:30, we talk to the men now. Now it's women's. We find ourselves. When God's word is going forth, and you know why we find ourselves doing that? Because a lot of time we're uninterested. We have. The restaurant on our mind. We have other things on our mind. But Joe said his word is more than meat than food. It's the word of God that saved you. And it's the word of God going to keep you. Amen, amen. Give me the word of God. Amen. Feed the Bible. One scripture says, feed me, Lord, till I won't. For my nurse, feed me, Lord, till I want no more. Feed me with the word. And when I get the word in me, then I'll be the kind of man that God is looking for. And the reason why we don't have the kind of men that God is looking for, there ain't no word in them. This is Men's Day now. No, they won't read that Bible. No, we won't read. Now, this is Men's Day because God is still saying he's looking. He's still looking for a God kingdom man. Just like he was looking then, he's still looking. One that will read his word. Amen. One that will hide his word in his heart. This is the kind of word that God is looking for. These are the kind of men that God is looking for. Read it. Time they're going to close.
Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips.
Neither have I disobeyed his word.
I have esteemed the words
more than my necessary food. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Feed me. Let me eat his word. Amen. I desire his word more than a steak. I know this tough round about 9 o'clock. A lot of you right now got your mind saying, I'd be glad if he sat down where I can go to eat. Yeah. This is why he couldn't find a man. And get the man off some food and get the man off the word of God. Where God can use you. Back there about sleep. Got your mind on food. And God is looking for a man that he can use in the earth. This is why this word is so messy. That's why the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves, turn from their sin, then I hear from heaven and heal the land. He's still looking because our land is messed up. And he's still looking. And when he finds that man, things will get better. But guess what? In my closing, guess what? He want a man that love God. He want a man that he can have confidence in. He want a man that's in it for the long haul. And he want a man of faith. He's looking. White Oak, he's looking. Faith United, he's looking for that type of man. I want every man to stand up. I want every man to come around this altar. Every man. Let me say this. Let me say this. Now. Let me say this. And I don't mean no harm by saying it. Now, you could be a male and don't be a man. God said, I'm not looking for a male. I'm looking for a man. So will a real man stand up? Will a man of God's kingdom stand up? Amen. I'll come closer. I want those in the back to come a little closer. See, this was what's wrong with us now. We're too far in the background. When we should be leading, should be first, and we're in the background. I'm not fussing, but this is Men's Day, right? And God is still looking for that man. Still looking for that man.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.